Hello and welcome to This Climate Business, the podcast about turning the climate crisis into opportunity. Please follow us on social media and rate the podcast as it helps others to find us. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, I'm Ross Engels. If you've ever wanted to get yourself a heavily discounted bicycle or scooter under something like the United Kingdom Cycle to Work scheme, you're in luck. In New Zealand, you now can. I'm talking today with Connor Reid, co-founder of Christchurch-based WorkRide. WorkRide leverages a recently granted exemption from fringe benefit tax to offer employees bicycles, e-bikes and scooters at up to 63% off. Connor, welcome to This Climate Business. For those of us who prefer to be strangers to New Zealand tax law, could you perhaps explain just how this all works?
Yeah, good morning, Ross. Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the chance to talk about the cool work we've got underway here at WorkRide. WorkRide is a tool for businesses and predominantly our focus is working with employers to help them provide financial benefits to their staff, but also provide incentives to allow employees to make healthier decisions. And what we've done is create a ride to work program, which is built on top of a tax exemption that came through in legislation early last year. Mm-hmm. So the framework itself, we help employers and employees reduce their payable salary across a 12-month period. And that's in exchange for a benefit. That bike benefit could be a bike, an e-bike, a scooter that's selected by the employee. And they go through a 12-month lease period with that salary reduction. And what we're doing there is swapping taxable income for a non-taxable benefit, which the net effect of that is a cost offset for the employee between 32 and 63% of the sale price of the bike.
Mm. So that discount that you've just referred to reflects the tax that isn't being paid on the benefit, namely the bicycle.
Yeah. So we talked to a cost offset, and that cost offset is a combination of things. The mechanism is quite complex, and it affects a multiple different aspects of an employee's income. So that cost offset is a combination of a tax saving, and that could be the PAYE income tax of the employee, with the addition of the ACC levy, which is being reduced, but also redirected funds. And so those redirected funds are a combination of prior commitments the employee may already have, so a KiwiSaver or student loan. Mm-hmm. So when we reduce the salary of the employee, we're redirecting a proportion of those prior commitments towards their bike benefit.
Right, okay. So it requires, I imagine, three parties. Employee wants the bicycle or scooter. Employer is happy to support the scheme, and then a retailer to provide the bike, and so all the parties have to sign up.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Hey, and I think the need that we saw when the legislation came through was exactly that: somebody to connect all the parties together. So we've got a retail network now of over 160 stores across New Zealand that will offer WorkRide to customers in store. We've got a range of employers across the country that are signed up to WorkRide as a benefit scheme that their employees can use. Mm. And when those employers are on board, employees can go through and use this benefit to get themselves a new ride for the purpose of commuting to and from work.
So it's sort of a little bit sort of almost too good to be true.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, and we do get that feedback pretty frequently. But what it's been set up to do is to create a change in the way that New Zealanders commute. Mm. And so there's a tax incentive there. That tax exemption is in place for Kiwis who want to make a shift. There's a health benefit, there's a congestion benefit, but it's just good for New Zealand as a whole. So absolutely, there's a financial gain, but it does require an employee to actually put in the work in terms of changing the way they will commute.
Mm. And is that, in your experience, what's happening? People who might, for example, drive to work or using WorkRide to ride to work?
Yeah, no, 100%. Hey, we're hearing some really exciting stories from employers that have come on already, where there's this almost contagion within the workplace. One person gets on a bike, they're making some really awesome health benefits, and they're starting to talk really excitedly about their commute to work. And then we're seeing that spread across the workplace with some really quite impressive penetration of the team. So I think there's the actual excited jumping on a bike, riding to and from work aspect, but there's also the financial savings. And I think that's what's making the habit stick. Mm. We quite frequently hear about employees where the reduction in their salary, the reduction in their net pay is actually significantly less than what they were spending on petrol and parking. So not only are they getting a heavily discounted bike, they're actually saving money every week.
$5,500 a year, that's what I read this morning, cost of having a car on average.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's right, across the course of the year. And I think, we're seeing rides ranging in sort of that value area across the course of a year. And obviously that's from the pre-tax pay, so that the net pay impact is significantly less. Mm. And then they obviously get to keep that bike and lock in those savings across the life of the bike, not just that first year.
Right. I imagine there's a fair amount of paperwork in the background that isn't that easy to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's two aspects to it, and the first aspect was actually designing the scheme. So we've been working on WorkRide for about 12 months now, and a large proportion of that was understanding POAE, understanding FBT, understanding GST, and then an overarching anti-avoidance tax regulation. And so we've developed this scheme in partnership with councils, partnership with EY, and now we've got a turnkey solution that can be offered to employers to use on an ongoing basis with their staff. And part of the value that we provide to employers is that we look after the administration and we ensure their tax compliance as long as they stick to our process, so that employers can just really focus on what they do best, and we look after everything else in the background.
Should have asked this earlier, actually, but FBT, what is it exactly?
Yeah, a fantastic question, and one that we do quite often get. I think most Kiwis would be very well acquainted with POAE, and that's a tax that's on your cash remuneration. Mm. But what also, things that employees may not see in the background is that if you're getting a non-cash benefit, like a car park, a car, a health benefit, that's got actual intrinsic value, and that value needs to be taxed in order to make sure we've got a balanced income tax across the whole system. So if you're getting a car park, if you're getting a car to use for your work, in some cases that benefit has got a fringe benefit on it. So you can think of your income as having POAE, and you can think of additional benefits as having FBT. Mm. And so using the WorkRide scheme, what we're doing is swapping your taxable cash income for a bike benefit that is not taxed.
Right. And FBT, if I understand it correctly, has been criticised because there is also an exemption for utes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm. So there is a number of exemptions in the FBT, or it's actually in the Income Tax Act, but specifically exemptions from fringe benefit tax. And the intention of these exemptions is, if there's a benefit there that's being provided for the purpose of a work activity, then it's not a personal benefit that an employee is getting. Mm. But the part of the campaign when this legislation was brought through is actually creating some equity and some equality across that taxation system. So, for example, if an employer was providing a car park on site for an employee, there's an exemption for that. Mm. And we saw that was incentivizing people to commute on their car, right? That's reducing the cost of actually driving and parking. But now there's a similar exemption for public transport and for cars and scooters. So we're seeing a lot more balance across that taxation side.
Right. Okay. So what has the uptake been to date? If I understand you correctly, you've been in business for something over 12 months.
Yeah, so the business WorkRide was incorporated around a year ago, but as I mentioned, there's a significant amount of work that went into the development of the scheme. We opened up for public registrations in around November, December last year, and we've been pretty impressed actually with the uptake from employers. There seems to be a really common theme here where employers want to do good by their employees. They want to see these positive changes, and especially if it's got no cash impact to them from an operating perspective, then they're really keen to get it on board. So we've had about 1,200 employers that have registered. They're looking at the documentation. They're understanding how it can fit with their team. But already within that 3-month period, we've had just over 260 employers that are now actively offering WorkRide to their staff and seeing the benefits of rolling this out.
Is there a group of those employers who might be, for example, large corporates that have a an environmental mandate, a sustainability mandate, and WorkRite is helping them fulfill that?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, we've got a whole range of employers, anything from a funeral director all the way up to working with some of the large banks. But what we do see is that those organizations have got different risk tolerances. So of the 260 that I've just referred to, that's predominantly smaller employers, anywhere from 10 to 3, 400 staff. But of that pipeline of 1,200 and beyond, we are working with those larger corporates and larger banks that are, you know, working towards meeting a mandate that they've set.
What's driving employers to do this? I could imagine happier employees. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think there's a combination. I mean, predominantly employers want to be on the right side of history. I think this is a shift that everybody can see coming through. And they're really keen to support this, especially because there's no, you know, it's cost neutral across the 12-month period. But what we do see internally to a workplace is that there's increased productivity, there's increased health. You know, there's also physical health, but mental health. And the net impact of that is you get a more vibrant workplace and increased staff retention. So whilst it's a benefit that really helps the employees, it's something that actually will increase the productivity of that workplace.
What's your motivation, Connor, for starting the business?
Yeah, so I'm a mechanical engineer historically. I've moved into the tech space now. But, I mean, I'm just motivated about efficiencies, really. So I think if you look at the New Zealand transport statistics at the moment, we've got about 86% of journeys are single car occupancies. You're thinking about a single person driving a car that, you know, could weigh around 2 tonnes, taking up a lot of space on the road. And it just seems like there could be a much more efficient way for those journeys to be occurring, you know, be that public transport, scooters, bikes, or just walking. Our motivation as a company, my motivation personally is to change the way New Zealand moves. And we see that WorkRite is just one tool in the toolbox to really drive that shift.
How big do you think demand might be for WorkRite bikes and scooters?
Yeah, absolutely. WorkRide is based on a scheme that you referred to in the UK that's been around for about 20 years now.
That
scheme took around 2 or 3 years to really, you know, get saturation across the market. But every year on year, they've been helping around 100,000 Brits make the shift from cars to bikes. Now, if we think about the scale of the New Zealand population, we're anticipating helping around 5,000 to 10,000 New Zealand employees make that shift year on year. So that means we're getting a compounding benefit in terms of the number of cyclists and the number of people getting out of cars, but also helping those employers and employees make that shift.
And would it be safe to assume that you ride a bike to work too?
Yeah, no, 100%. I've got a good collection of bikes, depending on the day. But yes, the whole WorkRite team is definitely very passionate cyclists, be that recreational or just getting to and from work in the city.
And you're lucky in that respect because you're based in Christchurch, which is sort of kind of heading towards gold standard in terms of cycling infrastructure, isn't it?
It's completely unbelievable, the transition that's gone through here in Christchurch over the last sort of 5-10 years, night and day from what it was before. And the network just means that you can get almost anywhere in the city on a cycleway, feeling safe and protected from accidents that might occur.
Last question then, Connor. The exemption that we've talked about and that underpins your business model, would I suppose you could read it as an area in which tax policy now aligns with public health goals and environmental goals, you know, at a policy level. I think that's what you're seeing, isn't it? And what are your thoughts about where that policy direction, you know, where that policy direction could take New Zealand?
Yeah, I think that's a really good observation. So we're definitely seeing that this tax legislation change aligns with environmental goals for the country. But something that we learned and something that was really the genesis for WorkRide was whilst there is a lot of well-intended policy, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's being used and implemented by everyday Kiwis. So we've built WorkRide around the FBT exemption for bikes, but already in legislation there is FBT exemptions and other broader exemptions that would help health benefits or help people get onto public transport or help people make more positive shifts. So I don't think it's a matter of building more policy. I think it's a matter of, you know, creating some clarity around what exists and actually realizing some of that latent opportunity. And that's definitely where we're heading as a team. An example on this, Ross, is that there's an FBT exemption similar to the one for bikes for employer-provided public transport. But what it requires is somebody like WorkRide, an operator, to provide a scheme that can do it in a cost-neutral way for employers. So that's, I think that's where New Zealand's heading, is just creating a more equitable and accessible way of getting these benefits across to employees.
Connor Reid from WorkRide, thank you very much for joining us on This Climate Business.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to This Climate Business. If you like the show, please rate us as it helps others to find us. Ka kite anō.